here. Don't go away. Okay, I think we're okay now. Andy and Amanda Show. I'm just making my drink here. We're going to be joined shortly by our lovely show co-host, Amanda Love, who's joining us live from Monterrey, Mexico for a little while here before she returns to the UK. And also Cornell Butler, who introduced Amanda and I, although none of us have ever met before. Cornell is responsible for putting the show together, introducing Amanda and I, and creating the Coast to Coast show in its current form. And I think Cornell might be with us right now.
I'm right here. Can you hear me, guys?
Fucking A. And goddamn, and here comes Amanda Love.
Hello.
Just like I said.
Hola,
just like I said. Well, I'm in the middle of making a drink, so you guys, I'll be right back. I got ice in my glass. I had to run because the intro music was shorter than I thought it was. So okay. I put the ice in, and I said, oh, shit, you know, I had to run to the microphone here. and all I have is a glass with ice, so I got to go pour some Johnny Walker Double Black in here.
Yes.
And I'll be right back. So give me a minute,
all right? Then. Yeah,
I'll be right back. All right.
Amanda, you might as well go and grab you some wine also.
Oh, you know, it's tempting. It's very tempting, but no, we haven't made any. I've literally been, I've watched some Spider-Man and eaten some food. So I've been prepping, getting ready for the show and checking out the news and stuff like that. And oh, my God. And then I hear my boys have been drinking.
Yeah. Hey, my new name is the rock star. Andy is the rock star, and you the rock star.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I can go with that title.
Oh, my gosh, man. Mexico is wonderful, man. How's it over there?
Yeah. Loving it. Absolutely freaking loving it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like I said, they make me feel so welcome. You know, I still get looks from many people like, oh, look, she's the only white girl in this place.
Oh, well. Oh,
but
well.
I love it. You know, I love it. It's wonderful.
How's the food?
Very kind.
The food is delicious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The food is incredible. And I haven't even really tasted all of it yet. So, you know, I've had kind of Mexico's version of food, and then there's Mexico's homemade version of food as well. So,
yes.
I want to, you know, we're going to be trying some real homemade stuff, and as well as all the other stuff. I don't know what class it is, but, you know, it's like you go anywhere, you can have, if you go to the UK, you can have English food, and then you can have something that somebody's made by hand.
Yes.
With all the passed down generations of cooking information and ingredients.
Yes,
and
definitely.
It's
definitely.
Whole over the world, right?
Hey, definitely. You have to send me some to the States.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Andy,
hey,
you grew up already?
What is going on? I thought he went to get a drink.
Yeah. It looked like he took a shit. Sounds like it, at least.
How's everything going there?
Oh,
bad boy. Bad boy.
Ooh.
Oh, let's
what
do this.
What was that?
That was Toto.
Ooh. Bad boy.
Let's do it.
Bad boy. On my sound light. Check one. Two. Bad boy. On my sound light. Check two. You. Yep, yep. I'm gonna make them go down. They can say, do that. I'm Toto. It's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Keisha was on our program?
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo!
Let's do
love
this.
Love me some of that.
Yes. She was a spectacular artist, and she was a great guest on the show. Keisha from Toto, that was real good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more.
Oh, really? One more than what?
Zero.
Oh, man. It's so good to be back, right?
Definitely. We had a little long vacation. It was good.
Yeah, it was. Really enjoyed it.
You know, catch up with a lot of things, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot of work in the house to do, and
yeah,
actually, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, playing with my little Queenie. You know, Queenie is my my female French bulldog, everybody, if you're listening, and I love her to death.
Well, I was going to reply to that, what the hell, let's move on to something else.
Oh, I'm going to reply to it. Queenie is adorable from what I've seen on your
pictures. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks?
Yes.
Are you back, darling?
Andy.
You got your drink in hand.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How about the Uranians, man?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Talk about it.
Not the Uranians. What do you call them? The
Ukrainians.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we've had a visit from Uranians. Our alien guests have arrived by ship.
Yes, like aliens. I'm like, we definitely going to lose.
What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a crop circle in the backyard.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, who hasn't heard about what's going on over there? What we do know is that Putin, who Cornell and I, we were on the phone earlier before the show, we're talking about the Napoleon complex, little big man. Amanda, did you ever meet in your life guys who are short, for lack of a better word? Let's face it, they're short, fucking A, you know? They're short. To compensate for their being short, they exaggerate the size of their
vehicles and equipment. Yes,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you know. If not that, then it's their ego, right? And we call it the Napoleon complex. We call it the Napoleon complex.
Hmm.
And I just think, Puchkovsky there, what's his name, Putin, is like little Napoleon there. Like, you know, what the fuck? You know, how can I? I have a question for you. Here's my question. You know, I think there's a portion of Mexico that wishes they were part of the United States, that really is thinking like the United States, that wishes they lived in a democracy of the United States, that wishes they had all the freedoms and accessibility that we have, and you know, the benefits that we have to being Americans living in the United States. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Mexico and claim part of that property and free all these people so they can become part of our country officially, and we'll call them independent of Mexico.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
That's what's going on. So there's part of Uranian. What's it called there? Not Uranian.
Ukraine.
Yeah, thank you. There's part of... Just tune into the Andy Demander show. You'll get it all right here.
Definitely.
This is part of Urania there that is...
Urania? You sound like Superman.
Right. That there are some geographies, there are some areas of Ukraine that is... That the certain populations within those geographies tend to side more with Russian ideologies and political philosophies than they do with their own country of Ukraine, which separated from Russia, 91 or whatever it was. And so Putin takes it upon himself to say, well, we're going to go in to those geographies in Ukraine and declare them as independent of Ukraine. You can't just enroll in with tanks and the more than the 14,000 soldiers that they already had there that were present in those geographies already.
Yes.
And roll in additional tanks and militia and call them peacekeeping troops. You just can't do that. Whatever your fuck. What's this guy's name? Alexander Putin? What's his first name?
Yeah.
Christopher? What's his name?
Yeah.
Norman?
I was saying, hey, Andy, I want to, y'all funny. I want to give a shout out to our live listeners, Made in Africa, the God, and Ovia for joining us on our live program.
I love
her. Hey,
although she does have a very nice figure.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you, girl.
Thanks for joining us. We love you. Yeah, you're right, Andy. I think, you know, it's a really crazy situation. But again, like I said to you on the previous shows, we never know how much of this has been instigated from other countries and the media. And, you know, Russia getting to a point where, like, well, we know we're doing something. Obviously, they're not making clear exactly what they're doing. But because it's been suspicious of having the troops at the border, granted. But with all this stirring in the pot from the media and other countries, is going to make another country like Russia have military on hand in case somebody decides to attack them or cause even further concern. They're going to want everything on standby, as any other country would. And, you know,
Tell me this though. First of all, Putin didn't just decide this. He's been he had COVID for a couple years, right? This has been in the works since at least 2014.
Okay.
Putin's status on this planet was when Reagan, and remember Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, take down this wall, right?
Yeah.
That was Putin's status on the planet Earth. Is very upset about the demise of the Soviet Union and it becoming Russia. And right now, he's saying that, you know, my balls are as big as they were when we had the Soviet Union, that the Russia cannot be disregarded as a strong, and in fact they are, a strong military might, and we're going to show that might. Who do you think we are? You're sitting in here as this little country of Russia? No, we're not. We're not. That's not who we are. And what Putin wants, you know, he made requests. He made demands. You meet these demands, I'll withdraw my troops. His demands are that 13 countries of NATO drop out of NATO. That ain't going to happen, Putin. I got news for you right now.
No, it isn't.
At the same time, Ukraine is not going to join NATO. It doesn't happen overnight. Snap your fingers and join NATO. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen for a country to join NATO. It just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
If Ukraine never would or ever would or ever is going to or could possibly even exist as a possibility, we don't know. They don't know. Nobody knows. But it could happen. Sure, it could happen. Well, I wish it did happen. You know, it would be great to have Ukraine as part of NATO right up next to Russia. Because what's happening is, you know, he's going into Ukraine and what, you know, you look at what Hitler did in World War II when he started. Well, let's start with UK, you know, Poland and Netherlands and France and Italy, and we'll just take over all of Europe. And what's happening here with Putin is just Ukraine, but that's not where it's going to end. He wants to reclaim. He's going to go in Yugoslavia. He's Czechoslovakia, everywhere. He's going to try to build back the Soviet Union for what it was before Mr. Gorbachev take down this wall. That's his ultimate goal.
Wow.
And the rest of the world is not going to let him do it. We're not. We should not have. We didn't have the sophistication that we do today when Hitler started doing it. We're not going to let this guy do it. He's walking
no,
the wrong
The
NATO countries, the Western civilization, you know what, dude? It ain't happening. Now, here's what's happening now. And I wish that Biden had been more progressive in his anticipation of this instead of just taking, you know, a stance of saying it's not a matter of if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. So why at that time did he not instilling these incredible sanctions, which are not only affecting the Russian population, but the oligarchies who own the huge yachts. I mean, you should see, I've been there in Florida, United States. I know we have a worldwide population. That's why I mentioned that. In the U.S., in the state of Florida, I mean, we have a worldwide population. Of course we do. Hey, we have a worldwide population.
Yeah, right. Hey.
We have a worldwide population of listeners from 23 countries. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
In the state of Florida, you should see all of the yachts that are owned by Russian partnerships and managed. I interviewed a woman when I was at my yacht business who was going to come to work for me, and her previous job was, and she's Russian, her previous job, and she was wonderful, by the way. Her previous job.
Hey, Andy,
that came out the wrong way.
Andy owned a lot of real estate, also in Philadelphia.
Hell yeah. God, you know, but I ain't going to somebody else's. I'm not going to somebody else's neighborhood and saying, I'm taking over your house because I'm declaring you as independent of the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Don't work that way.
That's cool.
So where did I leave off? Nice. So I should say this again. barbecued brisket, you know, barbecued beef, chicken, sauce, spices.
Doggy. Imagine and some potato wedges and everything.
Keep talking.
Putting some corn in the cow. Some porn. I mean, porn in the cob, not porn in the cob. I'm sorry. The porn was in the cob.
Can you imagine having like a porn kind of takeaway place where they did like barbecue food before?
I imagine if you're watching porn and somebody just sitting there eating corn.
Yeah, I'm going to remove that picture because that's going to go a very different way right now.
I have a tough time imagining porn anything. The Supreme Court has taken down Trump's last-ditch effort to protect documents from being seen by the Department of Justice and the Congressional Investigative Committee.
Oh.
He took it to the Supreme Court, and he lost.
Wow.
I got a bad mic cable on this particular microphone that was handed to me here in the studio to be the one that I... You know why? Because nobody wants to hear me. That's why.
That's what it is.
No.
Andy, just say, hola, hola, eh.
Hola, hola, eh. Hola, hola, eh. What was I going to say? Do you remember, Amanda?
We were talking about...
No coordination, no nothing.
Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
How far are you from the ocean?
That's a good question. I don't know. Far enough to not actually see it.
This is the way it is.
It's very true.
Hey, Cornell. I got a caller here.
I like my hips to be held, and I like to, like, you know, so I can still move back and forth and, you know, work it, like, twerk it.
Oh, I've been waiting for her to call for years, man. She's finally starting to stalk me. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Andy. Let me go back to the bathroom.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man? You kidding me?
Oh, my God. I love that woman, man.
That cool
I love
lady.
Her.
Oh yeah, she's something else, you know.
Yes.
Hey, so you know we've been off now, you know, one thing or another, but we've been off since for a week.
Yes.
I know. It's something else, I tell you. It really.
And it wasn't just kind of, you know, we had the last week. I was up looking at this boat actually on. When did I leave? Friday or so? I don't remember. What is it? I don't remember when I was. Well, I don't remember. But then Monday was a holiday, which we observed.
Yeah.
It was a Halloween, I think, something like that. What was it? 4th of July? I forget. What was it Monday? Cornell was Monday.
It was President Day.
Oh, that's
for
who? The name of the holiday. I thought you meant the date.
Did I say you want to go on a date?
What?
It was President's Day.
Oh. I thought you were talking about going on a date.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was President's Day. Oh, my gosh. It was George Washington Day.
That might leave in the minds of some of our viewers and listeners a connotation of which would be inaccurate.
But we had a long week off, man. It was great. The numbers went up on the podcast and everything.
What occurred to me is the longer we stay off the air, the more people
like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that about?
It's got something to do with the reason.
When people are pounded night after night, it naturally shakes their confidence.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Do you know, I had a beautiful opportunity to meet the mayor of this place today.
Oh, you know,
I didn't know him when he was at his best.
Neither I. It was really unexpected. We went for a walk and we stopped at this like this big center and had no idea the mayor was coming. And we went into inquire about some things that were going on there. Yeah, hey, calm yourself.
Should I be getting jealous here? Tell me about you and the mayor.
No, you shouldn't.
Let me hear about you and the mayor.
He's
I want to hear.
Young and very good looking.
What is he, 12?
We represent the lollipop crew.
No, he was this young, handsome fella who shook everybody's really? Hand and even kissed them. Yep. I was just like, whoa. Them?
Wait.
Yeah.
The main thing is to get plenty of advice.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it was COVID situation. We had masks on, but, you know, we did the whole gesture, you know.
Ooh, I think
the Japanese are involved here.
I hope not.
Oh, God. So how was it?
Yeah, he's
so baby,
friendly and charming guy.
Really?
You know,
so you're in Monterey, Mexico. How's life there, man? You've been there a couple of weeks now. How's it going?
Oh, it's at the corner. I'm absolutely loving it, you know. I've been made to feel very welcome. Mm-hmm. And the food is just out of this world, as you know. I've talked about it on every show so far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really enjoying myself. And the temperature's been soaring. We went up to 97 degrees yesterday or the day before.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was... yeah, it's very good. You know, shorts on. I was like, yes, I'm enjoying this because the UK only had like 7 degrees in Celsius, which is about 40 something. I can't think what the conversion is, but it was very cold. Mm. Let's just say it was very cold in the UK. So, you know, I kind of messaged my relatives and said, it's like 97 here right now. Ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
I actually think that was their reaction.
Actually, I just said that out the window.
Yeah, right.
No, but really, so you're enjoying it there, right? You're enjoying everything going well?
Yes. It was, it's a beautiful experience here. I couldn't remember the name of the mayor's name, but I just remembered his name. Patricio Lozano. I'm terrible at pronouncing it, but in English it's Patrick.
It's Patrick?
Yes.
Like Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
Well, so when are we all going sailing?
Oh,
I'm ready, Andy. Let's go for my birthday.
Absolutely.
When's your
birthday? I can hear Enya playing in the background.
April the 9th.
April Ooh. 9th?
Yes.
You know something? April 15th, Coast to Coast Live will be on this frequency, on this air, on Block Talk Radio for 24 months, 2 years.
Wow, sir.
And they keep asking
wow.
me. They keep
How old were you
me,
when you first lost your virginity?
April the 9th.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
And you know, Amanda...
and lately she's added there. Another remarkable achievement to her career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary here in Coast to Coast, and I think we'll plan... we'll do something special. We said we were going to do something on the 1st-year anniversary. We never did. But...
That's the Andy and Amanda show.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
You know, another day, you know, another 2.5 cents. Know what I mean? Yeah, I'll tell
oh,
you.
Oh, my goodness.
Houston, we have a problem.
It's yeah. incredible how we've come with this show. It really is. Yeah.
So, Andy, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Johnny Walker Double Black. Oh, I got to what I did when I went when I left the show to get my drink earlier.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of boxes, these black boxes, with Johnny Walker Double Black. You know, so I open up the first one, took the bottle out, it's empty. Open up the second one, took the bottle out, empty. Third one, took the bottle out, empty. I said, come on. So the fourth one had something in it.
Well, I'm drinking brandy. I'm drinking brandy.
Oh,
hey, like it.
Hey.
Something awfully screwy going on around here.
Yes. Well, actually, this is my second time drinking it. I kind of like it more than whiskey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
What are you drinking, sis?
Water. Hey, in all fairness, I've just, you know, not long finished a meal and, you know, wanted to be hydrated after all this heat. So, yeah.
I might be reading this. I got it. This is breaking. This just came over our wire here. You know, we've got these news services that I subscribe to here on Coast to Coast, Andy and Emmanuel Show. I got to turn more lights on here or something. The United States has terminated waivers and imposed sanctions on remember you when you track Santa Claus at NORAD come on Christmas Eve and they show you where Santa is on the Well, evidently, the United States has terminated waivers and imposed sanctions on NORAD stream.
Really?
Why would they do that?
Oh, so no one can track anything.
Nobody can track Santa on Christmas.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Wow.
Is Santa real?
Let me look at this better here. A big thing came, breaking news. Oh, no, I got it. I'm sorry. My mistake. All right. Okay. It says the United States has terminated waivers and imposed sanctions on Nord Stream 2 AG, the parent company of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, and its top executive, U.S. Secretary of State Antony, whatever it is, Blinken, said. In other words, the company is providing that gas. Building that gas pipeline through Russia.
Yeah.
That's going to really hurt him, man. That's going to hurt him. That's not going to hurt Putinovich, whatever his name is there, Putin. It's going to hurt the citizens of Russia.
Of course it is, yeah.
And what's he going to tell the thousands of Russian soldiers, young kids, 18, 20, 25, 28 years old, who are killed by Ukrainian defense, who are in part armed by the United States with advanced weaponry? How is he going to go back to Russia and tell the parents that their kids, their sons, their daughters, whatever it might be, died, probably in Russia, their sons died in trying to invade another country that we had no business invading?
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody have an echo. It's not me, is it?
I've got nothing playing in the background here, sweetie, so...
Hello?
All right. Hello? How you doing?
We all have echoes.
I hear the echo.
I don't hear anything, guys.
Andy.
Mm. Mm.
Amanda.
Not me.
Yeah.
I got other breaking.
How bizarre.
Key Iranian government websites are down after a series of cyber attacks. So even Urania, Ukraine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're, anyway. Oh, what was I saying?
Hey, it's been a long. We haven't been on the show in a week, man. We're trying to get back to it.
And that alcohol's kicking in just nicely.
Yeah, we're getting kind of lazy, guys. We was like,
where the fuck is Urania?
Where Superman lives.
We should make up our own planet and civilization on Urania and talk about Uranian news every show. You know what I mean? Like, we'll give a latest report from Urania, the planet we make up that we invent here on the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Today in Urania, the stock market dropped 5% upon da-da-da, you know. Hey, speaking of the stock market, anybody keeping track of the AMC squeeze?
Yes.
What's going on?
It's squeezing. the price is down to $15.73, but it went up to $19, so they're still playing hardball with it. But from what I can make out, everything's moving into place, all the chess pieces as such. There's too much to cover for our listeners who don't know about the stock market to understand. Because there's been certain legalities come into effect with the short selling and what was it? Not the black hole. What do they call it? What do they call it? Help me out, Andy. The pit or hole or something like that.
Yeah, a hole. It's a hole. It's like a black hole.
And what they've been doing, and certain people have been fleeing the US and come to the UK, and some people have said, oh, is this person fleeing the US because of all the legalities that's come into effect and this guy being in trouble? Get the guy's name. But I shall go over it and make notes, and then we can talk about it on the next show, because literally I've been dipping in and out of it.
We were following that for a while. We had some great guests on talking about what is, you know, we talked about it independently on our own, you know, here on the show, about what a squeeze is, how it works, AMC, GameStop, and other stocks. But basically, the short interest on AMC is right around 21%, 20.83%, somewhere in there right now.
Yeah.
I think that's somewhat, right? And that interest tells us the percentage of stock float that is being shorted, or shares that have been borrowed and not closed. So in other words, I borrow shares. I say, here's what I'm betting this is going to be worth, but I'm not buying them out. I'm just borrowing it. And if I lose that bet, as you said earlier, it's like going to the casino saying, I want to put $1,000 on black, but I'm only going to give you $100 of that $1,000 now, and it lands on red. I still got to pay $900 plus the fee that it cost me to bet short on that black.
Yeah.
That's basically, in short, no pun intended, that is, in light illustration, that's what this is about. So basically, because AMC is so heavily shorted, let's say, what I say, about almost 21%, right? This is, there's going to be a short squeeze in play in 2022. It has to happen. So the emails that we get, and the friends of the show that's been corresponding to us, and the friends that we've had who have been on our show, I think everybody anticipated the squeeze happening way earlier than it is showing that it's going to. But I think we're still safe. I think it's going to happen.
Yes, it's, like I said, all things are pointing to that because mm-hmm. there's been so much going on. Like the Department of Justice, they've really been going after the hedge funds and you know, with everything that's been going on with these shares and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not just AMC, it's been affecting multiple shares in different companies. Once one of them starts to tumble, the rest goes with it. And so that's what, you know, we're all heading for. And if a lot of people are invested in these other companies as well as AMC, some money.
And there's a lot. How many shares are on loan, AMC? We checked it a while ago. It was 105 million or something like that. Let me see what it is.
I don't know what the recent one
I got it here. Let me look. It's coming up. Here we go. I was wrong. It's 114.26 million shares on loan. Those are shares that are borrowed and not have yet been closed, right? So what that means is that AMC short interest dropped from 20% to 14%. Their share prices rose $72 per share. Last time this happened. So let's go, what this all means, let me just translate this. These new short positions have brought AMC's short interest, what I just spoke of, up nearly 21%, meaning there are many shorts that have yet to be squeezed from their positions, which means that if you're in on AMC now, sometime in 2022, and I don't think it's going to be too much longer. It's not going to be tomorrow.
No.
But those shorts have got to be closed. And they either close them, they say, you got to pay now. You bet on it.
Yeah.
And it's due now, and you got to pay the bill. And the people who own those shares, when I said they've been on loan, well, somebody owns those shares, they've been on loan. Like Amanda owns some, and Cornell owns some, I own some. Our guest, Lee Van Dusen and
Will Loback.
Will Loback? Will Robinson, whatever. Will. And a million, and I think 3 million other, what they call apes
yeah.
You know, I forget the name, right? Something like that. Anyway,
no, it is apes, darling.
Yeah, and it's not about buying stock like you would buy Ford or Microsoft or Apple for long-term, you know, investment and watch your portfolio grow over years. This is about getting in, watching this whole happen and getting in. Whatever the AMC business does, the purchase of AMC stock for this purpose has no bearing on the actual business of AMC. I can do that another show. But it's been fun talking about it, and I'm a
dad. It has.
And I just got this great big yacht, so of course I want to see this thing happen soon.
Yes. Well, you're going to have the yacht even if it don't happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. You get to enjoy it regardless.
Yeah. Life is great when you're in a man's show. Yes.
So,
yeah, I'm thinking of, what's his name, the tiger off the Frosties? It's great.
It's great.
You know what? Speaking of that, I haven't tasted that in a while. I think I'm going to get some at the store tomorrow. That was like one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness. I love them. Yeah, they're one of my favorites. So I was just like, as a kid, oh, that was it. Top of my list.
Yeah.
All that sugary badness.
Yes. And chopped up bananas in it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, now
you
got
me
thinking.
It's delicious. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I've had to move away from Frosties to Special K.
You know what? When another cereal I love, I love Captain Crunch, if you remember that.
I know of it. It's not something we sell in the UK, but
yes.
I've seen it so many times in like movies.
Oh, my
God. Hear, like, my friends eating it. I've never tried it.
Andy, did you like Captain Crunch?
Hell, you know what? I liked the initial taste of it, but I don't know if you need to admit, but Captain Crunch affected the inside of my mouth, and I kind of got a weird, I want to say burn, just an uncomfortable hurt after eating Captain Crunch cereal. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know
every too crunchy or
yes.
The flavor?
It was everybody loved Raisin Bran.
It was just like a burning, uncomfortable feeling on my palate and in my mouth after I eat Captain Crunch. And I don't know if that's because of the sugar in it or the whatever, but I like the taste of it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But it did make me uncomfortable after I eat it. So therefore, you know.
How about Raisin Bran?
Yeah, that I love.
I love Raisin
Bran. I like granola.
Oh, granola is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
chop some strawberries in that and put, you know, check it out. Carnation goat milk. You ever tried carnation goat milk with your cereal?
Ooh, no.
Oh, my God.
Goat milk and cereal?
Are these fucking people kidding me?
No, it's carnation milk in a can. The I think it's goat. I don't know. It's kind of thick. Andy, you have to try it. I put it in my oatmeal. Yes, I know, Andy. I understand what you're saying. Why is this guy on the show?
I gotta try it. I'll
carnation milk. Oh my gosh, in a can, dude. It's like, oh my gosh.
Let's start getting serious.
What is your porn fantasy, man?
Yes, it's about time.
Man.
Well, my porn fantasy is actually just to see Darth Vader have sex with what's her name?
Elvis,
Yoda.
Princess Leia.
Yoda.
Yoda.
Oh.
Knock it off.
That's an interesting one, Cornell.
Yes. What's her name? I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm sorry. Princess Leia.
Yeah. You obviously didn't hear me say that.
Yeah, right?
Heavy Breaver is back.
Yeah, man. That's the guy that's, you know, stalking you, Amanda.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Cornell.
Yes.
Why have you come here?
I don't even know, man. After I broke this brandy, I'm like, how did I make it here?
Well, whatever the reason.
I must apologize for not being here to greet you personally.
Cornell,
folks, this is most of our audience because it's crazy how we kind of launched the program at the last minute. But my own fault. I'm responsible, and I apologize. But anyway, because we don't get the normal publicity and advertising that we do in advance of each show, this one. So I can only assume, I might be wrong, but I can only assume that most of the people hearing us right now are hearing us on the podcast. long after the show's been recorded. But we are a live radio show. We have a phone number with open phone lines, just like you would on any talk radio show here anywhere. And our phone line on this particular show is 515-605-9888. You can also email us at andyandthemandershow@gmail.com, because we really truly want to hear from you, regardless of what you want to talk about, you want to hear us talk about, what you know, questions that you have, and not that we know the answers, but we can pretend like we do. And you know, this yeah. is a people show, you know, and we have some fans coming on to join us from TikTok Nation too. That's kind of fun. You know, people get on TikTok and do their lives. They're going to be doing lives here on the Andy DeMandrea Show. We'll have coming up soon in March, outside some guests. What was I just saying? Oh, yeah. We're going to have a very well-known head of internal medicine, head of cardiology of a very well-known Texas medical institution who's retired with his own health issues, but he is very knowledgeable on diet and health and cardio and cardiovascular care and preventive medicine regarding your heart health. And great guy. And he's going to be joining us and doing kind of like a health, you know, like a health corner. You know, what do we do? You know, coronary disease is a preventable disease. And even, you know, the rates of heart attacks and fatal heart attacks been reduced significantly since people started, you know, exercising and paying attention and getting the cholesterol down and, you know, watching their diets and all these other things. You know, a lot of people still die from heart attacks, obviously, but we can do something about how the mortality of that. And this particular physician, I'm going to wait to introduce him, is going to talk on our show about your health. And I think that's a wonderful addition to the Andy Manier Show, and that'll kick off in March. And we'll probably, you know, talk with this guy, you know, him about maybe once a month or whatever it might be. But still, it's going to be a wonderful addition to our show, because you know what they're telling me is
I have no further use for you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's it's going to be great. Absolutely great. I'm excited with everything that we've got lined up.
And anybody. You can join us. You know, only give our number out.
The number 303-330
What the hell number is that, too?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, who are you calling? A pizza place?
This show is 515-605-9888. You know what it took to get that? That's a great number. 515-605-9888. You know what it took to get that number? Do you know of any idea?
I think it's $2.3 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. That 330 thing sounds like it should be a song. 330.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
330.
I bet by the time I finish telling people our number, nobody knows what it is.
So I wish somebody would shut him the fuck up.
None. No, it's not good. Yeah.
So let's talk about what we were talking about before.
Okay.
330.
It seems like
the human element has been removed.
Yes. What was you referring to, Andy dear?
You like to dress up like a woman?
Oh, well, yes, actually, I do.
No, he was asking me.
Oh.
I was. Yeah. But you know, Cornell.
The secret is to enjoy it.
Yes.
So let's talk about boats. Let's talk about sailing.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we had 1 minute to talk about it.
What?
That's true.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh, no. We don't. We have more, darling.
We
have 6 minutes. Yeah,
That's 6 minutes. I could go to the store and come back.
You know, actually, There's a bunch of things I want to talk about. I just remember what they are off the top of my head. This particular, I talked about Urania.
Yes.
When it comes right down to it, I saw Boris Badenov on TV a couple of times here. Oh my God! Will somebody get him a haircut or something, please?
Oh,
Boris Badenov.
Oh man, everybody, you know, comments on his hair all the time. Yeah, I can understand it. Yeah.
Who are you talking about, guys?
Boris Badenov.
Boris Johnson, darling.
What's his name?
It's Boris Johnson he's talking about, but we always call him Boris Badenov. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Cornell's really tickled by that. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Somebody said that about me.
His hair is funky. Yeah.
The biggest news, I think the most important thing that we can address on this show right now is the fact that a doghouse that was struck by a meteorite fragment in April of 2019, complete with a hole in the roof, is among the items that sold on Wednesday during an online Christie's auction of rare meteorites.
Yes, darling, I'm reading that right now. And do you know it landed in Winchcombe, which is not literally down the road from where I live in the UK.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
And man, I want you to watch yourself when you're walking down the street. Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
They thought this doghouse would sell for $300,000 US, and it sold for $44,000 US. Amanda, listen. Here's the question I have. Do you believe in USOs? UFO. UFO. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's USO exists as well, apparently. But
Yeah,
I'm open-minded, sweetheart, only because of so many experiences I've had throughout my life of just weird and wonderful things. But that's another story for another show. But yeah, so I'm open-minded.
Cornell.
I mean, bear in mind, it gets thrown around because all it is just a name for an unidentified object. It doesn't mean it's a craft in space. It just means it's unidentified. So yes, I believe in unidentified. Yeah.
Let's plan a show where we compare and contrast the various ideologies regarding the existence of aliens from other planets visiting our own planet. I think that would be a fascinating show.
That would be great.
Oh, I would love that. Let's do that.
All right, Cornell, you guys?
Yeah. I love conspiracies.
Sometime in March. Yeah, and you guys talk to me, I think. I reached one, or I forget who, or both of you, about doing another conspiracy show. We were doing that for a while, that you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. Yeah. If there have – there's two questions I propose, which we'll address on that show, I guess. If we have been visited by very sophisticated advanced civilizations in the form of UFOs, then why haven't they made themselves evident? And to get here would have meant that they'd have had to left their home planets unless they can – warp time together and space and all this shit, they would have had to leave their own home millions of years ago.
Well, we think that's our human thinking and understanding, isn't it?
That's what intrigued me.
Yeah, you broke up quite a lot then, darling.
Yes.
I
thought you was back there DJing, Andy.
Oh, shit. Is this better? Well, I know why. I got it. I'm hitting my desk. I'm pounding my desk.
Oh, really?
And when I pound my desk, I'm knocking that wire that I think is loose in my head.
Does it get pounded night after night and it's losing its confidence?
Pounded.
Oh, that's a good one.
Something about an ass. What? I didn't quite get that. But that's, no,
what?
I did. But anyway, Cornell.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
3330.
No. Here's what I'm saying. That Amanda. How we define life is how we define life.
Yeah.
But that might not be how life is defined in other worlds. How do we know what life is? because all we know is oxygen, amoeba, you know, the exchange of oxygen, you know, neutrons and atoms and protons and all, you know, which isn't life. Amoeba is life. And, but what if there's a form of life that another civilization has that isn't our form of life, that they have different compounds, different chemicals, different reactions that take place, that that gives meaning to a life in that civilization that is beyond our comprehension.
Yes.
That is goosebump territory.
Oh, it is, isn't it? It's fun to think about. It takes you there. And it's kind of like, a lot of people fear that whole thing, and they have that resistance. Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. Am I going to think about it? Blah, blah, blah. They're scared.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. But it's good. It's healthy to think about these things and push the boundaries a little. Yeah.
I love it. This issue is under... investigation.
No, I'm glad to hear.
Oh. Yeah, I'm all for that show. Let's do it, boys. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm excited.
We're going to do it. Amanda, I missed you greatly.
Yeah. Aww,
did you miss me during our break here?
Oh, I sure did.
Just making sure. All right.
Yeah, good.
All right.
It's so true, Andy. Believe every word I say.
I am. I have to.
Yeah.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Oh, my days.
These are
miserable, mean, nasty fucking scumbags.
Got it. Come on.
Oh, ouch. That was
give
hard.
Give me a break. No.
Wow. Yeah, come on now.
Jeez. I guess we got to go. You know?
Yeah, as sad as it is to say.
I'm so sorry.
Please tell me that's not your plan.
Yeah.
It is. We're sorry, guys. We truly are. And,
We're back Friday.
It's been different. We are. Yeah. What's happening
Friday?
And
I promise our podcast listeners, which is going to be most of the people hearing this episode because of the lousy job I did in programming this particular episode of our show. But I will promise those who tune in Friday 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that we'll actually have even though we don't plan anything, we never know what we're going to talk about on the show. But it is given the fact that it's completely improv, completely spontaneous, completely, unless we have a guest or there's a topic of the news that we need to discuss or something, we really don't know what we're going to be talking about on the show. And it's kind of been fun. It's been a great, been great. And, and folks who have been listening to our show will vouch for that, and our guests will vouch for that. We have a fun time doing it. It's only on the Andy and Amanda show, as they say. You know, it's a good show.
Absolutely.
But I do promise our listeners to come join us live Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio and dial the show at 515-605-9888. We will do our best to touch upon some more items that are in the news in a more congruent basis than we have today. Maybe not, actually. I don't know. I kind of like thinking about it. I kind of like the way we're doing it today. Anyway. But we've had a break.
Right.
You know, we've had some time off, and we're back, and we'll be joining you again on Friday. So given that, Cornell, this has been wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you again for introducing Amanda and I.
Thank you.
You know, we're going doing coast to coast here, man. It's incredible.
You guys are great.
Aww.
Well, you're great, Cornell. You're great.
You're great, Andy.
Amanda and I both. Amanda
you're great, Amanda.
Amanda is great. Amanda.
Amanda's like, aww.
I'm sloppy like that.
That's so cute. Oh.
It is. Aww.
Amanda and I know that we're great. You, Cornell,
issue is under investigation.
Yeah, we're still figuring that out. But
I've been to that, knew that.
Yeah. just the fact that Cornell has joined our show because we changed our time slot, a lot of people
it is
said,
molecularly impossible.
Probably proved them wrong.
Deal with this motherfucker. Nah.
It's been
Friday, we have a question. We're going to pose this right now and join us Friday because we're going to discuss the answer.
When you go out with a date on a date with a guy, like how soon should you guys, I guess, have sex?
Within an hour.
We're going to talk about it. And also, I have Sophia Locke. I think that's her name. L-O-C-K-E. Look her up.
Sophia
Locke. Sophia Locke. Look her up.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl.
I'll look
beautiful
her up.
Girl.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
A realtor and a porn actress, having done many films and continues to do them in Vegas. And she's going to be joining us live. I'm not sure about Friday. I'm trying to get Friday, but it might not be Friday. But she will be joining us on the show.
And we will be joining her, too.
Yes, we are. But
I'm sure you will.
I want our people to look up Sophia Locke and on whatever your favorite porn stream is, whatever that might be. I don't even know how. I don't know. Whatever that is. However you look up, just check her out. How you do it.
Sophia Locke.
Yeah, Amanda, can you check before we go? Can you check her out real quick?
I guess I should have checked her out before.
I found her on. I think I found her on Instagram. I don't know if I'm looking at the right girl. No, that's the wrong girl.
Well, let me see. Let me see the one that you're looking at.
The one I was looking at is very beautiful. I can't seem to find Sophia Locke.
Maybe she's kidding me.
I've got a Sophie Locke.
Maybe that's her.
Yeah.
Really?
Do she have like dark hair?
Yeah. Dark red, yeah.
Dark red hair?
Yes.
That's
her.
She has.
Oh. Green
what?
Eyes?
What? What? Tell me. Tell me.
Is she from Kentucky?
Yes. Yes.
Oh really? My gosh, I gotta find her.
Can I hear? Tell me.
No, tell me.
No, I don't know if it's the right one. I'm finding
it's
all
gotta
these.
Be.
I'm finding Sophie and Sophia, but I'm finding various people. And, yeah, I don't want to say. I could be pointing out a complete stranger is not related to this person in any sense. And they.
Well, yeah. I found one that I like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, so Sophia, I'm married. I'm sorry.
She's coming on the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But first, I've got a... Okay, you spell her name S-O-P-H-I-A Locke, L-O-C-K-E.
Okay, I was spelling it different. Okay.
S-O-P-H-I-A. Last name, L-O-C-K-E.
Okay.
Holy crap. Oh, my God.
What?
You found
her? Look her up. I found her. Boy, did I. Holy shit. No pun intended.
Oh, oh my God.
Woo, doggy.
Am I right in thinking it's the right girl then with the red hair and the, like,
yeah,
bluish?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Wow.
Well, why the fuck can I find her?
What is it? A Pornhub or YoPorn or porn, whatever, video, I don't know, whatever. Go to one of them.
I'm already on it. I'll be on there 24 hours. Oh, I can see
there's me looking
that
on Google, and I'm just suggesting to go to a porn site.
Yes, yeah, Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, L-O-C-K-E.
Yeah.
God damn.
You're on live radio looking for Sophia.
Is she classed as an actress by any chance?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I found her. She's on IMDb.
Oh my God, I found her. Holy crap. Holy shit.
Oh, yes. We've now got xvideos.com.
Yeah, do it. Click that up. Click that.
Model
what's that
page.
Say? Yeah, what's that say?
Really? I've got a lot of no. I'm going to come away from that page, Andy. It's
No. Get on that page. Get on it. I want to know what's there.
I'm sure you do. I'm not about to describe that over this. I found her on Twitter. At Sophia Locke. It's @_SophiaLocke_.
Wow.
She's from Seattle.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
That's why I used to live
it.
My hometown.
There's, yes. Well, that's some X-rated content. Okay, I'm coming away from this.
No, don't. No. I want to know.
I'm sure you do. Check it out for yourself, Mr. Kimball.
How do I check it out? What are you looking at? What do I do?
I literally went to Google and entered her name, darling.
Okay. Well, huh. She's going to be a guest on our show.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mr. Kimball?
Yeah, Cornell's extremely grateful right now.
Oh, yeah, I see her.
Today,
yeah.
For me, is a very good day.
Oh, yes. She's 49 years old, right?
Goodness. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the wrong way. But, well, this girl, you should see this one. Oh, my gosh.
She's 49? She's, tell me about her.
No, that's not her, but this girl is beautiful.
Mm.
Jesus. I mean, I'm...
It was really hard.
Yes, it is. She's Colombian.
I want
actually,
to know about
I don't think this is the same girl, is it? Yeah. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, this is the right girl. When I look at the things that she's been in, entitled Whipped Ass and Prison Sluts and House of Gold.
Right. Talk like that, Amanda.
Electro Sluts and Mr. Anal and, oh, my goodness, Andy.
Oh, we got to get her on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You boys are something else.
I'm a very dedicated married man. I love my wife.
Yes.
So do I.
Yes, I'm a very dedicated married person, too.
I know. Amanda and I go way back.
Definitely.
But we just talk like this, you know. But we...
Yeah.
You know,
we really won't do anything. We just talk shit.
Well, Amanda and I get to share our moments on the air 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, that and millions of people probably doing the
yes,
same thing.
Yes, right.
I met this girl. Where was I on set at doing it? You know, I'm here in LA. I've done some acting work and you know, support roles and so forth. And I met a girl once who. We got to talking, you know, just casual chat between takes or sets, you know, you're in holding for, you could be 15 hour a day and you're, you know, you go out and back and out and back, they feed you and you're, you know, more takes and more cuts and more all this stuff, but you know, you're there for hours and hours and hours, even though they actually only use you for maybe 20 minutes, you know, so you get, it's a great way of meeting people just to get on set and, you know, doing TV shows and movies. I met this girl one time who made an incredible amount of money, like $1,000 a day or more, doing web, like she's on the web cameras, you know.
Oh,
just like
okay.
Web modeling or whatever you call it there. There's a name
yeah.
for it. Web, whatever that is. But she's yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Over $1,000 a day. A day?
A day?
So she makes close to $5,000 a month.
Yeah. So we looked at how much money we're making now, how much we're making now, Amanda and I, and then we figured, okay, all right, here we go. We're barking up the wrong tree. Okay, we got to, you know, all right, $1,000 a day. How much are we making now? What are we making now?
-$1,000 a day.
Yeah, -$1,000.
Yeah, so... Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that people give tips and all that kind of stuff, and that's what she's making.
Yeah, you can get some great tips out there, you know.
I got a tip. I got one. Lucky made in the seventh to win.
Oh, yeah. That was close to my tip.
Yeah. Tip of what?
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Well, you know,
wish, and I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
It will be a woman.
That we know.
Yeah. Donald's choice of preference has always been very clear.
Yep.
Especially in
but anyway, we're gonna pick this conversation up on Friday, and I wanted to lead into Friday's show because Friday will be our show where anything goes. Not like the other shows don't, but. Oh, I got to tell you one more thing before we sign off, and that is,
yeah.
Kevin Michaels and I are going to be mixing his tune For You, which is, in his opinion, the best song he's ever written. And his last song, as we know on this show, went number one nationally, which was down in Georgia, and sat national country charts for 3 weeks. He's a very good friend of the show. He's a very good friend of mine. And Kevin's coming over tomorrow, I believe. We're supposed to, anyway, to my studio. And we're
going
to
be mixing.
Awesome. Yeah, we've got over 100 tracks to sort through that were recorded nationally for the tune For You. We'll be debuting that tune on our show, hopefully next week. It's got to go to this national radio promoter next week, but hopefully we'll be debuting it on our show prior to that in terms of when it gets heard. And if, for those of you who don't know Kevin Michaels, you know, I like to lend a hand when we can to those who are so worthy of that, and he is one person who is. And his song is called Down Home Georgia. And it's an incredible song. You can still get it on Spotify or YouTube, wherever you want to listen to. Just download it, and you'll get an idea of who Kevin Michaels is. And just wait to hear this next song called For You that we're going to be starting to mix tomorrow. It's already recorded. We're just doing a final mix. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. And we'll be doing that part of Friday, too, which is what led me into this conversation about what's going to happen on Friday's show. So it's going to be a fun show Friday, kind of taking it off, or we leaving off today with some fun conversation about some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we don't like to scare anybody away. In this, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah. But we do so well.
Definitely. They all see it. That's why they left.
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I guess we're done here now, and kind of extended, really. But it doesn't matter, because this is really a podcast we're recording right now. So, Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, right? 515-605-988 or 303-0330. How's it go?
I know, right? Every time you play it, it gets stuck in my head for like 10 minutes, and then I forget what it is. 303-330-330.
Every day is special when you spend it with people you love.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So, hey, Cornell?
Yes.
We got your favorite tune queued up to go to end the show with.
Let's go.
Hey, Mr. Nico Bopper Boppity Bop. I like it the way that you boppity bop. I like it the way that you boppity bop.
Uh-huh.
You bop, motherfuckers.
You bet. There are listeners who've been listening to our show for a while. Some people are joining our show. But Amanda is normally in the UK at her home, and she's in Monterey now for a few months, and we're back in the UK. But normally our show joins the United States and the UK live, and we're joining Amanda now in Monterey right now, which is kind of cool because it's closer time zone. She's closer in. And she's amazing. She's an amazing composer. She's bright. She's articulate. She's insightful and quite a talent.
Thank you so much.
That's all I can say. I couldn't be more sincere.
That's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. That being said, let's get the hell out of Dodge, and we'll join our audience on Friday.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
I propose, and I'm going to digress slightly.
Oh, okay. Alrighty then.
Oh, we forgot. Wait, one more thing. Wait. Happy birthday. Woo! Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you in the next couple of days. Happy birthday. Okay, now we're ready. We'll be back Friday, I promise you.
Yes. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not quite the pop I was expecting.
Just seems like I was here yesterday.
Yes, it does. It always does.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. We'll see everybody Friday. Amanda, get us out of here, please.
Okay. Okay, on behalf of the amazing, talented, incredible Andy Kimball, the new yacht owner, congratulations, in California, Hollywood. Myself, Amanda Love here, supposed to be in the UK, but not in Monterrey, Mexico. And the incredible, amazing man I absolutely adore, and so proud to call him my brosky, Cornell Butler in Delaware, who brought all this together. We love you guys. Thank you so much, more importantly, to you for joining us and looking after us and sponsoring us and in your own way that you do, and following us and checking out our Instagram. Keep doing that. We post some awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, stick with us. We're on Fridays.
I got one more thing to say.
The first, the second, the third.
Okay.
3 3 0 3 3
yes. On that note,
bye-bye.
Adios. Yeah, I guess we're out of here. And we'll see everybody Friday. Take care, folks.
Bye, everyone.
Trouble round your doors, as dark as never, chimney bare. Favorite horse has turned to glue, satisfaction.